Nothing's about.
There's nothing about in the same place. For instance, if you take a look, at the Zohar, if you learn the Sugim Sochem, you'll find out that I'm a Ryan saved to use vegetables. Vegetables? I get vegetables from these Balkan carbon. Take a look at Sugim. Sugim Sochem. As a matter of fact, one of them said that the doctor uses vegetables. Because Rava said that's one to use, and he heard the Rava said he used it. So how can vegetables be symbolic of Pesach and Chagigah? The Sugya says vegetables are good enough. Yes, with vegetables. It has nothing to do with symbolic. On the contrary, it has to do with the halachic entity. Why? Because it's mechushal. The halachic properties. There's nothing symbolic on the seder plate. I think that is probably the biggest distortion with regard to the Yom Tov of Pesach. With regard to Leil Pesach, the biggest distortion that exists in the world in terms of what they consider our night of Pesach is the fact that they consider it a night of symbolism. And why do they consider it a night of symbolism? Because they're projecting their own base, primitive, religious notions onto the Torah. That's why. That's the reason. That's the reason. There's nothing symbolic on this idea. Yeah. There is a halacha. You see, there is a halacha of zecher. Zecher is ideational content. That's a different concept. There's zecher lachorban. That is not symbolic. That's not symbolic. It's a different idea. It's a totally different concept. In the mitzvah of Torah itself, there is the mitzvah and there's the tama mitzvah. But it's not. That's plenty. There's nothing symbolic. It's not symbolic. If a person, for instance, I'll tell you very straight. If a person in the Midrash, for instance, did shechitas a korban, and he went through in his mind symbolic time, the symbolic experiences. This is a question. A question, Bob? Zecher, the halacha of zecher l'tip of the charoses. Is framed in a very specific way. It's a mitzvah of Boal al Shulchan. It's a question of Tibu. It's structured. That's the Rabbanan. It's not the Reis, the Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan has a specific structure, halachic structure. Without halachic structure, nothing goes. Nothing goes. How it's supposed to be made, what it's supposed to be made out of. Symbolic doesn't need that. Symbolic is just, it looks like this, it gives you the experience. That's symbolic. That's symbolic. Symbolic is the intrinsic effect that the object has on the person. That's what's symbolic. We don't have anything symbolic. Everything's halacha. Zecher, yes, zecher we have. Zecher means to bring to mind the concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim, to make a person realize it. Yeah, that we have. That's ideational content. That's not symbolic. It's a different idea, a different concept. Yeah. The difference is, one triggers the emotions, and one is the intellect. That's correct. Yumas Olam, it's all symbolic. That's why they're supposed to use another one. It's symbolic. Symbolic. Symbolic means it's an emotional, it awakens, it's in the symbolic religion, the purpose is to awaken a certain emotional, mechanism within the individual. Certain emotional element. Certain emotional element in man is he wants to awaken and he wants to experience. That is anti-Torah. Yeah. Reformed Jews, conservative Jews, symbol. The moment the person goes away from the system of halacha, he falls prey to symbolism, because symbolism is a primitive expression of a primitive religious expression. The Gemara is in Daf Kuf Yudal Amud Beis. My Shnei Tavshilin, Amar Rav Huna, Silko V'Arosa. Okay. Beets and rice. Okay. Rava V'Hava Mahader, a Silko V'Arosa. Ho V'Nofak Mikumi De Rav Huna. Kind of similar to that. It's halacha. Person cannot look at a bowl of rice and have a symbolic experience of a Haseva is halacha, really, is halacha of Sipur, it's just trying. I'll tell you what the Meisha Salvation is referring to. Question is, there are Gemara says that really nashim are directed to hasef and nashim are patur from hasef, right? But we say bisman hazeh nashim chayavos. So why are they chayavos? Because we say that our nashim are nashim chashuvos. Okay. But what happens if Anisha is not mesiv? So what do you say? Anisha is not mesiv. So the halacha is that we say b'diyeved, it's okay. Why? Because we rely on the Rav. The Rav, you said that you don't really need to save altogether this money. There you see, I mean, there's no symbolic. That's what you see. The Rav, you says you don't even need it altogether. The question of halacha. The question of halacha. So if it was symbolic, then we have to agree. The question of halacha. But okay. So the question that Moshe Soloveitchik asked was, I don't understand. If you're going to tell me that the Gevich could rely on the Ravya, so why can't a man rely on the Ravya also? So you say, no, because Nashim are Chayavos? No, Nashim Chayavos are Chayavos. So once you say they're all Nashim Chayavos, so how can you rely on the Ravya? All of my Ravya is good, so why do you get the man also? So Moshe Soloveitchik answered that answer. He said, there's two halachas in Aseva. One halacha in Aseva is halacha insofar as the Kiyum on Mitzvah and the Mice on Mitzvah is concerned. In other words, the kim of the kizayas matzah and the kim of the kosher yayin, they should be done through aseva. So he says that we say you can rely on the rabbi. But there's another halacha aseva. Halacha aseva is vigarta levenach. It's a form of agada, a form of sikur. That a woman is pata and a man is chayav. And so far as that's concerned, that's a deraisa. So far as that's concerned, you don't rely on the rabbi. A seva is not a symbolic. A seva has to do with what? With halachic demonstration. It means it's halach of sipur. Because the night is really geared towards not just towards the gedolim. It's geared towards the gadol hircha. The gadol hircha means you have to, what Rambam says, you have to demonstrate them in a separate form of agada. That's a kiyum deraisa. That's a kiyum deraisa of sipur. So that we can't forfeit, we can rely on the rabbi for that. But when it comes to the question of whether you yetz to the kizayis matzah through a seva, not through a seva, that's a drabon. Yetz anyways. That's a part of Haggadah. It's a part of Haggadah. The lechamon. When you break before, this is going to be before the Haggadah. Is the yachas? Is there no yachas? It's all a lechamon question. There's nothing to do with it. It's nothing to do with symbolic. That's right. We mentioned before with regard to the shevach being spontaneous. The shevach being spontaneous. But I want to say yes. With regard to, it's not just really that the shevach is spontaneous. Shevach is spontaneous. That's for sure. But the halacha really is that even the sipur in the night of Pesach should be spontaneous. It's even the sipur is supposed to be something spontaneous. That's what it means. That's what it means. Like the Rambam says. In the Sefer Mitzvos, he says that Avas Hashem demands that a person is always HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he by nature he tells other people about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's like Avraham Avinu. The night of Pesach is not just spontaneous with regard to Sipur, but it's supposed to be spontaneous with regard to Agada as well. It's supposed to be. What is it? The Rav said that the Haggadah is the Higadati Ayom Rasham Lakecha Kibasi Al Oratz. Higadati Ayom means Shibachti Ayom. Higadati Haggadah, the word Haggadah is spontaneous. It means not only the Sheva, but the Sipur itself. The Sipur itself is supposed to be a spontaneous activity. That's why it says Kolamar Bela Saper Bitzis Mitzrayim Reza Meshubach, and that's why Maisa Bela Shem Subud Nei Barak. That it means that what? It means when we stop and say Kolos or Laila Shabbat Rabbasini Gizman Krishna Shashachas. What does it mean? What are we trying to show there? We're trying to show it's a spontaneous activity. You didn't realize spontaneous activity, because the Rav mentioned, he said that there's two forms of Shevach. One is the explicit Shevach, and one is in the Sipur itself is Shevach, really. In the story itself is an implicit Shevach. And he brought a raya from Megillah, because it says Megillah is Kriyasa Zui Hilua. So you see that, where's the Hallel? The answer is that sometimes in the Sipur Amais itself there's an implicit Hallel. So in the Sipur is an implicit Shevach. And that's why
the Sipur itself, he got it to Yom Hashem Elokecha, a spontaneous response. It means to say that the Sipur itself is really supposed to be spontaneous. That's why the Agoda is supposed to be fulfilled, not just individually. You can't really fulfill the Agoda properly individually. What do you require? The Agoda requires somebody else, because you want to tell somebody else. That's Igadati Ayom. It means you want, Agoda means to tell somebody. Of course, if he's all alone, we don't say he can't be hand mitzvah. So then he's Sholas Atzmo. So Sholas he has no choice but to have a dialogue with himself. But there must be two parties. There must be two parties. It must be telling somebody else. Just like the Rambam says that a person that has Avos Hashem wants to tell somebody about it. So it's so over here too. It's something he has to do with another party, with another individual. That's the real camel. I mean, basically, just to summarize, basically we covered the concept of the Agoda. The Leil Shel Pesach is really a miniature of Kol HaTorah Kulo. It has the Yesod Ados, and it has a true concept of Nisim and where they stand insofar as Shvach HaShem Makom is concerned, and the fact that really Yadus is really a religion that goes from Nisim to no Nisim. Because the purpose of the Nes is really to teach man to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Chochmas Hashem, not from Nisim. That's why it says, the Pasuk says by Matan Torah, Kol Gadol V'lo Yosef, Mugos Chan. Kol Gadol V'lo Yosef means that it's a Kol Gadol that happened once V'lo Yosef, it'll never happen again. No more Nes of Sinai. The Torah giving you the Maimonides. No more Nes of Maimonides. It's called Gadol V'lo Yosef. Yadus goes from the miraculous to the absence of miracles. Because the true appreciation of the Kadosh Baruch Hu has to be ultimately through Nishmas Kol Chai. That's the end of the Seder. So the Agoda teaches man the Yesod Ados. It's an unbelievable thing. The Yesod Ados teaches him the whole purpose of perfection and how to perfect himself. The appreciation of the true elements of the good, the appreciation of the imminence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the true idea of Shelech Vodah, the ultimate state of the Shir Chodosh, and also the political idea of Klal Yisrael, Mamlechas Kohen and the Gai Kadosh, the Chetz Hashem Mitzvah, the idea of a Chetz Hashem Mitzvah, and of course, included in that also in the Seder is the Yesod HaAmunah. The fact that our whole emunah is tied and based upon the Torah Shabbal Peh. Al pi advarim ha'ila. So we're going to say, al pi advarim ha'ila, karati yitcho brishas Yisrael. Okay. I want to mention my appreciation to Judge Feinemann for that word from Moshe Soloveitchik. He's the one that mentioned it. I want to make this clear that the halacha of Haseva, the halacha of the Yadat, the halacha of Haseva is halacha in Higat al-Vincha, not in Sipur. Nashim ha-Chayavas in Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, it's in Sipur Nishma Flas, but there's no Higat al-Vincha. There's no demonstration to the child. That's purely the father.